Marketplace is supported by Putnam Investments, recognizing the value of financial advice since 1937. Putnam Investments, a world of investing. Produced in association with the University of Southern California.
He's already said he wishes he hadn't said it. That now infamous quote from BP chief Tony Hayward, who told reporters in the Gulf that he'd like his life back. Weeks later, he's still spending his life on the hot seat, today before a bitter Congressman Bart Stupak.
I'm sure you will get your life back, and with a golden parachute back to England. But we in America are left with the terrible consequences of BP's reckless disregard for safety.
From American Public Media, this is Marketplace.
Marketplace is supported by Gather.com, the social network where people can make new friends who share their interests. People talking about today's news at news.gather.com. And by MassMutual, a mutual life insurance company owned by its members and policyholders. Learn more at massmutual.com/mutuality.
From the Frank Stanton Studios in Los Angeles, good day to you. I'm Bob Moon, in for Kai Ryssdal. Glad to have you with us on this Thursday, June 17th. No sooner had BP chief Tony Hayward tried to open his mouth at a hearing on Capitol Hill today when a protester shouted him down. It was a rocky start to a rough day for BP's top executive, even as subcommittee chairman Bart Stupak moved quickly to hush the outburst.
We have a hearing to conduct here. We're going to conduct our hearing. It's going to be done with proper decorum.
That didn't stop lawmakers from kicking off the hearing with more than an hour of criticism, with proper decorum, of course, before Hayward got his turn to talk. He declared that he was deeply sorry for the spill that's been gushing for more than 8 weeks. For a review of today's hearing, let's turn to our D.C. Bureau Chief John Dimsdale. Hi, John.
Hey, Bob.
So how do you think Hayward fared in front of the committee?
Well, he was contrite and sorrowful and took responsibility, but he deflected all the questions about those decisions to cut corners and save money that everybody says led to the explosion. He said he didn't know anything about what was happening at the well before the blowout and won't know until a company investigation is complete. Here's a sample of his answers to Michigan Congressman John Dingell.
I was not involved in that decision, so it's impossible for me to answer that question.
All right. Can you tell us how much money BP saved by not using the proper number of centralizers?
I'm afraid I can't recall that.
How much time was saved?
And I don't recall that either, I'm afraid.
So he knew the questions beforehand from a letter from the committee. Why wouldn't he answer?
Well, remember, his testimony is under oath, and he'd obviously been told by the lawyers, don't make the company any more legally liable for fines or other regulatory punishments than we already are in. Committee members repeatedly said that they're exasperated that the head of the company, the CEO, kept claiming he didn't know, especially since he's been in the business for 28 years. He came up through the engineering and scientific side. He was totally unflappable. But, you know, it doesn't sound like he's planning to be there long. Here he is talking to Subcommittee Chairman Stupak.
Do you expect to be CEO of BP much longer?
At the moment, I'm focused on the response.
You know, his answers seem to particularly bother the man leading the Congressional Investigation Committee, Chairman Henry Waxman of California. He seemed to draw a larger conclusion from BP's actions, John.
We learned from our hearing earlier this week that the other oil companies are just as unprepared to deal with a massive spill as BP. We are seeing in the oil industry the same corporate indifference to risk that caused the collapse on Wall Street.
Which leads me to wonder, does Representative Waxman have an agenda here with this investigation?
Well, it sounds like he's making a case for stronger regulations. He's also a strong supporter of an energy and climate change bill that would either tax carbon or put a higher price on it and bring down greenhouse emissions. So, you know, there's a sense among progressive Democrats and